USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is part of a trend, a new normal that we got to deal with.
California Governor Jerry Brown, who says the wildfire situation in his state isn't going to improve anytime soon. At least 17 such fires continue to burn, most of them out of control. A governor's office spokesman says the firefights become an international effort now.
Actually, 16 states in all, as well as two countries, Australia and New Zealand, who have dispatched firefighters.
The car fire claiming its seventh victim, a utility worker, was killed yesterday near Reading while doing repair work in a remote wilderness area. Dozens of people killed in Indonesia after another strong earthquake hits the island of Lombok, the magnitude 7.0 quake killing at least 90 people on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you a MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
A pilot and four passengers killed when an airplane crashes at a California shopping center parking lot. The Orange County Fire Authority says it went down yesterday afternoon and all of the victims were adults.
The potential for something far worse was there. So we can only speculate what's going through that pilot's mind and if this was his plan to try to get it to a place that he saw that there were no people.
No one on the ground hurt. The NTSB says the plane was aiming to land at John Wayne Airport after the pilot declared an emergency. A deadly day in Chicago on Sunday. At least 44 people were shot, and police say five of them died. They say in just 3 hours, starting at 1:30 in the morning, 30 people were shot, and two were killed in 10 incidents. Police say most of the incidents were targeted and or gang-related. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S. is set to reinstate its first sanctions against Iran since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, as the White House is expected to detail how the sanctions will be implemented today. Sanctions will affect Iran's purchase of U.S. dollars, its gold trade, and its automotive industry. The president withdrawing the U.S. from the 2015 International Accord in May, further sanctions hitting Iran's oil industry would be taking effect in November. Police are investigating the vandalism of Holocaust survivor, a Nobel Prize winner, Elie Wiesel's childhood home. The home in Romania was found on Friday with painted slogans across its walls, including "Jewish Nazi Lies with Hitler." The Elie Wiesel National Institute for Studying the Holocaust in Romania calls it grotesque and says it's an insult to all victims of the Holocaust. An actress, Charlotte Ray, known for her character Mrs. Garrett on the shows Different Strokes and The Facts of Life, is dead at 92. Her publicist said Ray died in her home in Los Angeles on Sunday, surrounded by loved ones. She was a prolific character actress, though, appearing in many things. Last year, she announced she was diagnosed with bone cancer. 7 years ago, she'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.